Moncrief on News Talk.
If you haven't seen it in the flesh, so to speak, you'll have seen pictures of it. The CERN giant is a 55-metre chalk figure carved into a hillside in Dorset. It was made sometime around the 11th century. The figure is naked and carrying a large club, and now he's getting one of his regular facelifts. We're joined by Liz Flight from the National Trust in West Dorset. Good afternoon, Liz.
Hi, good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Is it known who created this figure?
We've kind of got to the bottom with scientists' help of the when it potentially happened, but we don't know why. There's a lot of mystery that surrounds him.
Okay, are there theories? Because it looks like something that might have been created during the Stone Age, almost.
Yeah, so we've had scientific dating done. We had that back in 2020, and we believe he might have been created around between 700 and 1100 AD, so late Saxon period. So we've sort of got, I mean, it's quite a big window of time, but we've got this period of time when we think he might have been created. But the reasons why such an interesting figure has been carved onto a hillside in Dorset, we don't know. But as you say, yes, there are different theories.
Yeah, but I assume that wasn't a portrait of a typical Saxon man at the time.
Well, I don't know. Who knows? Maybe.
Well,
maybe
I'm
the evolution has changed us.
They're all very impressive then, Saxon men, if that was the case.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, all very impressive.
But there is a school of thought that it's some sort of fertility symbol, given that he's naked and he's, you know, obviously delighted to be here.
Yeah, he does stand proud in the hillside, doesn't
yes.
he? But, but yeah, there is definitely a fertility reputation that I think comes mainly from local folklore. But yeah, for generations, people have believed the giant could help couples hoping to have children. And there have been stories of people visiting the site for that reason. But it's, you know, these are just things that we've heard about, and we've got no evidence to support it.
And in terms of his original creation, did they carve the figure in, you know, into the hillside and there was chalk underneath, or did they transport chalk there?
Yeah, no, he is carved, and this is what's so special about not just the giant, but the local area. He's actually carved into a wonderful chalk hillside. And the chalk hillsides that we have, they're exceptionally rare. And this particular one in CERN Abbas is protected. It's called something we call a SSSI site. It's protected with special scientific interest. So it's really important from an ecological perspective, with all the butterflies and the wildflowers that live there. So the giant himself was carved into the landscape, which is what makes him, that gives him that lovely white colour. But then we also go through a rechalking process where we add chalk to the figure to help him stand out more, if you excuse the pun.
Yes. And so that process then, are you bringing the chalk from elsewhere and kind of reinstalling it, or taking out the old chalk and replacing it?
Yeah, so we're definitely taking out some of the old chalk. So we work with approximately about 20 tons of chalk. It's a huge job, and the process begins with taking the old chalk out. So we were doing that last week, and here in Dorset last week it was 30 plus degrees heat. So the most incredible team of volunteers that were on site heaving bagfuls of old chalk up a 1-in-3 slope in such hot conditions. So they were truly amazing. So that old chalk has now been removed. That process is finished. And we've now started the process of putting in some new chalk. But the chalk itself isn't from the landscape. We can't, because it's such a protected site, we can't now be digging holes and digging out the chalk. So it's brought from a very local quarry. But what is interesting, I was talking to the most wonderful gentleman who lives in CERN Abbas village the other day, and he remembers being 17 in the 1950s, and he was taking part in the rechalking process back then, and he had some wonderful photos to share, and he remembers digging a hole just alongside the giant. So I think that process did once happen, where the chalk was taken out literally from nearby the giant, but now we're more aware of protecting that hillside, so
yeah.
We don't do that now.
So this is a regular thing that's been going on for decades
or
longer.
Yeah, I'd say generations. He's been preserved for generations because he needs to be. I mean, if he was put in that hillside in 700 AD, there would have been a process of humans going onto that hillside and actively sort of maintaining that that outline. So yeah, it's happened for generations, and it's so lovely to talk to people that can remember rechalkings that happened, you know, back into the 50s.
That's interesting. It's also kind of a philosophical point. I don't know if you're familiar with Only Fools and Horses. There was a whole thing about Trigger's broom, and he described his broom and how many times he'd replaced the handle and the brush, so making it not really Trigger's broom anymore. Or is it Trigger's broom?
I'd say it's still Trigger's broom. It's still that same outline. It's still the same chalk underneath. It's still, yeah. So I think it's Trigger's broom.
Yes. Is it? Because I'm it would rain affect that, though? It would have the effect over time of washing away the chalk.
Yeah, so that's we've seen that been happening. Perhaps more recently, we've seen. I mean, just today, it's been ridiculous. There's like extreme heavy downpours of rain. We're getting the weather patterns seem to be changing. I don't know if it's the same with you, but
yes.
Just suddenly today, I mean, we've had huge downpours and then suddenly the sun's out again. But it is these really heavy downpours of rain that are hitting the ground and causing this runoff down the hill. So we are seeing that affecting. But we've also had lots of warmer, slightly warmer, wetter winters as well. So we've got the grass growing quicker over the lines. So it's just a case of cutting some of the grass out, making the line, bringing the lines back to their original widths and making them more visible again.
Well, Liz, best of luck with the rest of that work. And thanks very much for speaking with us today. That was Liz Flight there from the National Trust in West Dorset.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.